Sunday night, end of the 2 week. How about Matty Pearson?
Okay. So a few hours about Saturday night. Many different halachas, minhagim, we get to Saturday night. The Gaon actually writes there's 64 different mitzvahs that we do on Saturday night. And the Raisis and Drabonon, 64 is quite a number. The main mitzvah, obviously, is Sibui Sis Mitzrayim. Everyone's aware of that. That's the main idea. Discuss the magnitude of the miracle of Kama Mitzrayim. There's always going to be Mitzvah Raisa, first night, Matzah, Mitzvah Raisa, first night, Mor, Mitzvah Drabonon, both nights, Dalet Goyses, another Mitzvah Drabonon, both nights, Learning Torah, another mitzvah. We do say the nights, we go through different parts of the story. But the matzah and the moral we're going to discuss, but Sibui Sis Mitzrayim, the idea is to relate over the nes, the miracle. People go through different era, different ideas, but a lot of them are not related to the actual nes. It's got to be talking about the miracle, and then it's got to other halachs related to Pesach. Rambam says, when you finish discussing all the halachs of Seder night, you can discuss Hilchos Korban Pesach, different parts of Pesach. But the main idea is to go through the story that happened and the miracles. So we start off with Kaddish. Obviously, Kaddish is the first of the Dalet Goyses. It's Kiddish, which could be Daraisa. It's Dalet Goyses, which is Drabonon. It's Oynig Yomtov, to drink wine, Simchas Yomtov. It could be, well, this year is not Shabbos or Motzah Shabbos, so you don't have Kiddush Avdolah. But you've got regular Mitzvah, Kiddush Yomtov, Dalet Goyses. Really, Kiddush throughout the year, and the mitzvah of Kiddush is on wine. Dalet Koyses is even more chomo. Why is it more chomo? Because one of the reasons why we have Dalet Koyses is our schiras, freedom, to feel like we're free. We are, you know, a high level aristocrats, we're rich, we're free people, and grape juice is not a very royal drink. Wine is alcoholic and always has been a very kosher drink. So really the idea is to drink wine. People get very busy for Pesach ways, people call up, which wine do I get, what's the best wine? For sure they should be doing that, but really it's the whole year. Really every Kiddush Havdalah should always be wine. Grape juice is second best to say tonight. Hagam, it could be another Isa in some respects, Kiddush could be Drabonon, Havdalah maybe more. But the Mitzvah Drabonon as Alot Koises could be a higher element of Cheres with wine, Dafka. Rav Moshe Feinstein famously held you have to use wine. And the others who hold, you know, Yitzah, then you use wine. The Achronim say, if you can't, you're allowed to use grape juice. The famous Lashon thing from the Pre-Yitzchok, he says, if you soine yayin betachlis hasina, it means you hate wine, the full extent of hate, the shaykh, betachlis hasina, means that's the maximum amount of hate, then he says, you do second best. That's Chama Medina, you have, you know, do tea, but the main idea is obviously to do wine as wine. Now, this Mitzvah Dalet Koyses applies to men, applies to women, and applies to children. Some say even the younger age of chinuch is a maril. Other chinuch, the younger age of chinuch, it's part of sipu's tale of every person that's shach to listen, even if they don't quite get the story. So really, wine should be used for everyone. It's difficult. People don't like wine. People like grape juice. So you know what I do? The best idea, I just don't have any grape juice. So if you don't like wine, then just don't do it tonight. It says wine or nothing. And then everyone seems to manage. You know, people a lot of times say they can't take this on a plane. This is the only thing. Okay, I'll manage. Oh, so you could, you too, you can't manage. But tachlis hasina means that you can't stand the stuff. So really, it should be wine for everyone. You don't need to use the strongest, you know, 15-18% wine. You can get low alcohol wine. The kedem 3.5% is wine and grape juice mixed. So the lowest of Kedem wine you should be using is the 4.5, the Concord Cow, Matukal, sorry, not Concord Cow, 3.5, Matukal is 4.5. 4.5 is the lowest percentage of wine that Kedem sell. The 3.5, they mix wine and grape juice, which is not great. If you do it yourself, it could be okay if you do Roiv wine. You have a cup, you do over half, a Roiv and Nick cup wine, pour in grape juice, fine. But to bring it up to 3.5%, there's so much grape juice in there that it loses Shem Yain, Chaznisha, it's got to be Roiv and Nick cup. That means over half, clearly over half, 75%, 70% wine. So if you do your own mix, you do Roy, Mamash, over halfway wine with grape juice, or you buy the 4.5%, which is the lowest of Kedem. I'm not advocating for Kedem, you buy whatever you like, just Kedem is the most classical, 4.5%, the Matuk Kal is the lowest you should be going. And again, that's for men, women, children, everyone across the board, that's what they should be doing. So that's Kiddush. For sure, you have kavana for kiddush. You have to have kavana for dalat koisus. You have kavana, like I said, for simchas yontif as well. Wine is simchas yontif. You only can drink kiddush in the time of kiddush reveals, which is pretty fast. The best is you just drink smooth. You don't stop. You pick up the kois. You drink it down. You should have lachatchila roiv reveals and lachatchila roiv kois. Sorry, lachatchila kulay, lachatchila the whole cup. The whole reveals and the whole cup. Mishmur discusses the whole reveals. But the achrayim is the bach, is the chagiyak of the whole, you drink the full cup if you can. So here's your kois, right? Drink it all the way down to the bottom without stopping. That's the best. If you can't, roiv also works. Roiv is b'diavet. Person who can't, someone who's not so used to wine, he eats it with roiv, so roiv is okay. But the best is to drink the entire cup. So it's important to tell people, you know, it's wine, you may not be used to it. Fine, roiv kois, but try and do it in one shot. Once you start doing a break in your wine, in your drinking, you may miss on g'day shtiyas reviz. We make shechil. Sorry? No, that's achilas press. Shtiyas reviz is less. Why is a good question. We're not too sure why it is. That's why I deliberately didn't say why it is. But you should try and do it as fast as possible. You have to shoot it down.
That's right.
The voice, you, yeah, reveals, you're allowed to have a break. But it's not clear how long the break is. Is it like to put the cup down? Is it just for a second? So if you keep drinking smoothly, you're sure okay. The minute you have a break, you're probably okay too. So it's unclear how long the reveals is exactly. So it's good to do in one shot. We make Shechionu in Kiddush. Shechion is only going on Kiddush, it's going on all the mitzvahs of Laila, we have mitzvahs for Sipsi Tzrayim, for Matzah, for Morrow, for the Haggad, for every part of the night, for the Yom Tov, Shechion is going on everything. A halacha which is not so popular is the Mishabura, the halacha brings the Ramban, and Mechomis, the Ramban says that once you start Haggad, you're not supposed to eat or drink. Now that's not so exciting because we would like to eat and drink, obviously. So, firstly, under our mitzvahs, under our mitzvahs, that's for sure fine, they can do what they like. Over Abbas Mitzvah, shouldn't do it. Now when is Haggadah starting? Avodah Meinu is the beginning of Haggadah. I understand that there are questions like what's this all about? And Avodah Meinu is right, okay, let's tell you the story. So before then, no problem, you can eat. There's another problem with eating. Our problem with eating is if you have a kazayas or a reverse of anything, you may have a problem with Brachas Mazon, with Benchim, Brachachrona. So you make a Brachachrona, one of the reasons why we make Hadam on the Karapaz is to cover the Mora. So the broch remains live as long as you haven't benched. If you have a bunch of chocolates, then you say one of ashes, that's cancelled your hadamah. Comes tomorrow, you've got the shayla, do you make a broch tomorrow in the sudor or not? So anyways, kedai, if you are stealing the kids' sweets, then take small amounts, less than a kazayas, and then they won't be so upset with you, and also you won't have a problem with broch achorina. If you have a kazayas, you've got a problem with broch achorina.
I
asked you, you ask afterwards. It comes to the Haggadah, it's pretty simple, you go straight through. It's not as though everyone needs to say every word, Shmeik, you know, we eat it with. However, it comes to the important parts like, everyone should be saying that, as we know, famously, we make sure that the women as well say it, because that's a very integral part of Seder night. You can have your matzah, your wine, and you don't say that, it's a shame, right? You've got to be there for Rugleir, amen. But really, the matzah is an integral part as well, it's also the main part of the nais. You've got halal, which is the integral part. So those are the main parts you have to watch out for. If we go through the psukim, if it doesn't say it, it's not the end of the world. But really, that's the state of God, and it should all be said as you go on. Then he comes to the mitzvah matzah. So the balabayas who's making hamoy tzilech menoris and hanuch his matzah, usually the menegitzke with the rosh, the mishmur brings it down, the chabas says, to have two gazesim. That means you have a gazes from the middle matzah, a gazes from the top matzah. Everyone else doesn't need to have two gazesim. So they can have yezu one, even you yezu one kazayas. When it says one kazayas, achil is always a kazayas, you're done. Because we want to make a brach on each matzah, so it's in to have a kazayas of both. Person can't, for sure, have one, you're fine as well. The chil you have two. But that's the guy that makes the brachas. Everyone else is enough with one. Comes the $1 million question, how much is a kazayas? Everyone's very nervous. Everyone's measuring, got their sheets. The easiest way to measure is by weight, because every matzah's got a different thickness, and you've got different amounts. Different cards and everyone's holding up and trying to work out which one is the real kazayas. So the best is weight. How to do with weight? So before Yom Tov, this is a very classic idea, it's an easy option, especially if you've got a bunch of people coming to say tonight. Before Yom Tov, you take out your scales, you weigh your matzah, you break it down to bags of kazayas, and everyone gets a bag. You want another one, a fikoyim, everyone just takes a bag. And if you're really nice, then you start marking down Right? You, I know you're not so good with the matzah, you have the smaller gazayas, you're brisker, you have the bigger gazayas, and you can measure up a names on, it's very exciting, and it takes up the whole Erev Pesach, you don't need to go to sleep. So that's an idea. You weigh the matzah, put it in bags, and everyone gets the bag they want. It's a lot of bags, because you got two nights, and you got Alika's matzah, so that's already four. Then you got Kerich, that's eight. Then you got Afigoyman, then everyone is their own bag. Gets a lot of matzah. But then, it's that simple. You get up in a bag, you finish it. Sorry? Oh, so there is an inning to eat from the matzah of the balabos, but a tiny bit. Like you have just for 3 years, the amoy zilechem menorah. You can't get gazayas. The Hagam, the Ramal says, you give everyone a gazayas from that matzah. Then how big their gazayas was, then how big their matzahs was. But nowadays, it doesn't really work. So everyone can take a bag, no problem. And you tell everyone, you finish your bag, you know you're done. Or you get the OCD people who keep eating, like, I'm not sure, you bit more. Here's the bag, it's pre-weighed. If you eat it, you're done. Comes the question, how much does it need to weigh? How much is the gazayas? So there's two ends of the spectrum. The smallest gazayas is about 12, 15 grams. But that's really for a choyla, someone who can't manage, an older person whose mum is struggling. 12, 15 is the minimum. The maximum, so it goes about 20 grams. That's the maximum for a regular gazayas. There is the shear of the slach. Slach is in the scanner of Beit Zim, and we double it. And then the slach brings it to 35. However, it's important to know, people don't always realize this, the slach shear, the doubling the gazayas, is not really halacha. No one holds of it. Not the Chaznish, not the Chasim Sofer, nor Rav Chaim Vlog, all the ones that people normally quote, they all say any mitzvah that's a gazayas is a gazayas, and that's it. A mitzvah that's given in Revius or Beitza, that's where the steer is, the Gemara in the Pesach and Kuftes, then Uchosh the bigger Shia. So maybe a Kosh, Uchosh the bigger Shia, or something that's Kebeitza. But gazayas, an olive has always remained an olive, and always remained an olive. How big is an olive? People always ask, how big is an olive? I say, go to your fridge, take out an olive, and have a look. It's no secret. A gazayas is always a gazayas, always was, and always will be. Chaznish says, that's why Hashem gave in a gazayas, because you can always go pick an olive and see. So there are eight types of olives. So we are choshish for this big and small and gigantic and new. But even the biggest olive is not so much bigger than the olive we have. So the biggest shear of a gazayas is about 20, 22. There's the Bach who says that matzah gets stuck in your mouth and bits which are burnt, the top bumps are burnt, you can't join into the shear. So you add a little bit for that. Really it's about 20, 22. So if you want to cut the slach against the shitty chidah, the slach, which is good to do, you deal with the sofik of the raisa, well, not a sofik, because it came out of halacha, but it's good to do the slach because you chosh the shitta. The best is you do 35 for the balas seder, who has two kazesim. So you have 20 grams and 15, and that way you get. Sorry? No, 220, that's two from. You do 20 and 15, because the slach is 35. So you do one.
Of 35.
Yeah, so you, 15 is the is Be'erich HaGazayas. 20 is for sure HaGazayas. You have your 20 and your 15, you've got every shitter of one, and most likely every shitter of two as well. So that's the slach. So that's the best to do. You do the 35 grams, 20 and 15, and you are covered. Any more than that, you can eat as much as you like. The sky's the limit. As long as you finish the box, keep going. But really, 35 is the max. So the smallest shear is about 12, that's really for a chayla, 15, 17, 20 is more low shear. And if you can, you go up to 35, but again, that's a big chumrah. So you measure the bags, like we said, give them a bag of a chvei, it's 22, 25, if you're really from. And then you know, they've had their kazayas, so I'm almost happy to have more, you want to do 35, great, no reason why not. You get 2 minutes for kdechilas pras. Now, 2 minutes is for one kazayas. If you do 35, then for sure you get longer. So you do your 20 grams or 35, you can double it. It's 2 minutes. Now, it's not really 2 minutes. Chamsev explains it's less than 2 minutes. It's about 1 minute, 50 seconds. So you get the briskets of the time, the stopwatch, and the watch. Now, I don't know if you have to do your stopwatch, but the idea is to do this quickly. And people are busy, and they earn everyone. Yes, you shouldn't really talk. We'll discuss in a minute why not. When you shouldn't talk till. But you should try and do this Achilles Mass as fast as possible. The Chog Yaakov says that when does it start, the 2 minutes? When does it kick off? When does it start? It starts from the first bite. So, the Shizam Chavra, you take the Mass, as long as you're putting it in your mouth, you're good. So, some people used to break up to smaller pieces and then you cut off biting time. So, you take your Mass, so you put it in, you have to put in a big piece, you crumble up, right? And then you start your first bite. It should get you 2 minutes by the first swallow, which is this. I'm putting all the chumras together, yeah, right? Well, if you don't do it, it's fine. But you want to cap as much as possible from the first bite till the first swallow. That's your 1 minute 50 second window. You should try and get this kazayas down again. Two kazayasim, double the time. That's what you should try and do. Like at Chile, you should swallow one go, which Bura helps very stack. Swallow one go with Chaznish and Alechredim. Didn't go with it. They didn't know you can swallow normally. But again, if you can, you do the biggest swallow possible. You've probably got Kazayas there, and you'll probably be able to all the shitters. But like we said, you try and do as much as you can. Whatever happens.
That's when you can use something else to give out the next. Is that everyone or should you use it straight away?
Well, if you swallow your first bite,
okay.
I know, and then ignore that, then you can still do your kazayas after that.
Swallow the first bite, give all out.
Yeah, and then start your kazayas. It's not great, but it works because you've got your kazayas. The first bite doesn't need to be part of your kazayas. You can have a kazayas any time in the night. The chatzchila would do the first kazayas, but if it's not going to work, so you give out then, and then you knack a little bit your head, you knock off because that was. Sorry? Why is it one go? Because there's no so clear, what does it mean achila? In English, we like to psychoanalysis everything. What does it mean to breathe? By Shavuot HaSukha, what does it mean to breathe? Does it mean to inhale, to exhale, inhale, and exhale? How big does the hell need to be? So what does it mean to eat? So Mishmaros Chayosh HaShit is that to eat means to swallow. Some say it means to chew. So we want to chew a kazayas in one go, I want to swallow a kazayas in one go. If you swallow in increments, it could be there's no full kazayas.
You know, you have to swallow in one go because
sorry?
Middle of the year, we eat bread.
So it's a good question. Now, bread is much softer, so but usually you do swallow kazayas in one go. But matzah is crumbling, and that's what's important to know. Say tonight, everyone gets very excited, right? They look at their clocks, and the stopwatch is their tutsach. Comes the next morning, and people are eating their salmon, and their egg, and their liver, and frankish fries, all the exciting foods that you can make on Pesach. There, people are nibbling on matzah, right? Matzah is like this, hard and crunchy, doesn't go fast. And they're schmoozing, how are you? What time do you finish the seder? You don't get a kazayas in one gedechilis pras. I've been to houses where they say, everyone, mam stay tonight in the morning as well. Everyone gets a kazayas, shh, no talking. Like, whoa, what's going on? Stay tonight was last night. So they point out to me and I realize it's true. You watch people, they eat slowly, especially children and women, they eat slowly, and you have a matzah, they're nibbling at the whatever, dipping in, whatever they eat. You don't always have a kazayas gedechilis pras, you can't bench. So it's important in the morning as well to have a gedechilis pras. Okay. Then you get tomorrow, and there's lettuce and horseradish. Now it's very popular to mix the two together. It's not so simple because there's a big machlokes what is moro. Even though we have five to choose from, like everything, we love machlokes. So we don't know what moro is. So chosh for this, chosh for that. So lettuce is the most likely moro we have. Horseradish is also a big side of horseradish. There were those who like this, those who said that's wrong, this is wrong. So the real promos, the real brisket, what they do, have kazayas of lettuce and kazayas of horseradish. But we know the tam is mevatel. So if lettuce is a real moro and you put horseradish in, it's like putting chocolate in. And the chocolate also tam horseradish, mevatel tam moro. So really, it makes no sense to mix them together. You can only do damage. Either they're both moro, in which case put them together, no gain, or that one of them is wrong and you're killing the other one. So if you want to have it together, you can have it together. But someone who doesn't want to have it together, there's no advantage in putting lettuce together with horseradish. It may be more advantageous to keep it separate. And if you're really from, like we said, you do a kazayas of both. How much is a kazayas? So about 25-30 grams of moro. Horseradish is about 2 spoonfuls of horseradish for those that do the horseradish. You get to koirich. We don't have time here. Koirich is a big problem. What's the big problem with koirich? Firstly, koirich makes a mess. That's the biggest problem. Secondly, the whole balancing with the leaning, and then you got your plate, and you got the mats, the mats, and it's just a titzach. The other problem is, for scroll points and stencil, that you've got to have every bite of koirich, because we're saying, could be the biting is the eating, so it'll be matzah mora. Now, if you have a big matzah mora inside, it's matzah mora. The first three bites are not, so you may be deducting off your kazayas of your koirich, because the first three, four bites are just matzah, the mora is tucked away. What's the best you do? This is very controversial, but it's great. You take your the biggest piece of lettuce you can find, if you're doing lettuce tomorrow. You take your matzah, crumble it inside, you roll it up like a laffa. It's no mess. Every bite is moro and matzah together. And you sort it as the best of koirich. Here's a shalot, do you say zeich l'mitzvah kilel or not? Sorry? A sandwich is darker than a sandwich. There is a kishon chanoch who says to do a sandwich, but besides the kishon chanoch, no, koirich means to eat it together, put it as a wrap, and this is more of a wrap. And it works great. There's no din sandwich. It's got to be eaten together. You do whatever format you like. So you do the moro between the matzah, and then you have all the problems. Or you do the matzah inside the moro, and it works like a dream. There's a shayla to see chilmit to chilah. Some do say it, some don't say it. Some say before, some say after. The halachos clears about it. Is it good? Is it not good? But that is the main point. I'll run out of time. Okay, we'll have to stop.